Okay, let's review Erev and Daf Chav Dalet. In yesterday's Daf, we mentioned a brisa that if a person plants the majority of a karfiv, which was used as a dira, it becomes also to carry in the karfiv. Rabbi Shimon Levi comments on the implication of this brisa that hamiuta shariv, the minority of the karfiv was planted, it would be mutter to carry in the karfiv. Today's Daf starts with the second version of Rabbi Shimon Levi's comment. Lo amran el beis asayim, avli osim beis asayim aser. We only permit carrying the karfiv when the planted area is beis asayim or less, but if the planted area is more than beis asayim, it's aser to carry throughout the entire karfif, and that's in line with Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it's mutter to carry from a karfif to a chatzer. Not a ruba hareu kechatzer mutter. The Braisa had said that if the majority of the karfif was planted with trees, it's like a chatzer and it's mutter to carry in because it remains a usable area. There is a machlokas amoraim whether it's considered a usable area only if the trees are arranged in rows, which is avimi shita, or even if the trees were randomly arranged, which is Rav Nachman shita. In practice, Rav Huna bar Yehuda paskin like Rav Nachman that the trees can even be randomly arranged. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel karfif. The halacha is that if a house opens into a karfif before the karfif is surrounded by walls, the karfif is considered to be hukaf l'dira and mutter to carry in. If the walls were there before the house opened into the karfif, it would remain also to carry in the karfif. It can be made permissible, though, by making a breach in the wall larger than 10 amos, which invalidates the wall, and then rebuilding it. Question is, what if instead of making a breach of 10 amos at one time, the person broke down 10 amos of wall, one amma at a time, and rebuilt each amma before breaking down the next amma? Does that count as a wall that was built after the house was opened into the karfif, or a wall that was built before the house was opened into the karfif? I want to answer this question by comparing it to two other halachas that require a specific shear, but can be done piece by piece. First, a kli only loses its tumah status if it develops a hole the size of a pomegranate. If smaller holes were made and filled before others developed, then the holes totaled the size of a pomegranate, we say, panam chadash is ba'olakan, it's considered a brand new kli, and it loses its tumah status. Second example is a shoe that had one strap breaks in a way that it's still usable and was repaired before the other strap broke, it loses its tumah status since panam chadash is ba'olakan, it's considered a brand new kli with two new straps. When Rabbi Yochanan made the comparison between the case of the kli and the case of the and the case of the shoe, Chizkiya marveled that less din bar inish, this is a superhuman guy, or kigon din bar nash, this person is the epitome of a human being. Similarly, in our case, we consider the series of smaller breaches in the wall to add up to a 10-amma breach, and the wall is considered newly built, meaning we would say the same svara of panam chadashos ba'olakan. Rechava shachori abatim, the yard behind the house, also has the status of a karpif, not intended for dwelling, and is also to carry in if it's larger than beis hasayim. However, if Nachman says that if one of the houses opens into the yard, even if there's a granary, which may have been the real reason to open the door into the yard, it would still be mutter to carry in. Karpif yosim beis hasayim shukaf ladira. If a large karpif were fenced in to be used for residential purposes, but was then flooded with water, there's a machlokas whether we view the water like plants, which would make the karpif forbidden to carry in, or whether we view the water like trees, so the karpif would still be mutter to carry in. Even if we view it like trees, that's only if the water is usable for drinking. And according to Rav Ashi, whose opinion is rejected by the Gemara, only if the part of the, if the part that's 10 tefachim deep doesn't cover beis hasayim of area. There was a back lot in Pum Nahara that had one side opened into a mavoi and another side opened to a path that leads to vineyards. The path that led to the vineyards also led to the bank of a river, which itself counts as a mechitza since it's 10 tefachim high. Once they started using the back lot for residential reasons, they had to make a new wall in order for it to be mutter to carry there. But breaking down the existing wall and rebuilding it was too difficult, so the Gemara suggested four other options. First, making a wall along the riverbank won't help because Einos mechitza al gabi mechitza, since the riverbank is itself a mechitza, building mechitza on top of it doesn't accomplish anything. Second suggestion, making a tzuras ha-pesach between the lot and the path to the vineyard, it doesn't help because camels that go to drink from the river would probably knock it right down. Third suggestion, Abaye suggested making a lechi at the entrance from the lot to the path of the vineyard because miku de mahani l'shvil shel krab mahani nami l'ruchava. If the lechi works for the path, it should also work for the lot. But Rava rejected this because it may lead people to believe that a lechi works for a normal path to a vineyard, even when there is no riverbank on the other end. So serving as a wall. So finally, the fourth suggestion, Rava suggests making a lechi between the lat and the mavui. The migu de mahani le lechi, lemasa mahani nami le rechava. Since the lechi allows carrying in the mavui, it will also work for the back lot. This will make a mutter to carry in the mavui and mutter to carry in the rechava in the back lot. But there is a machlokas amaroyim, whether we can carry from one to the other, or if we should worry that people will come to live in the rechava and mistakenly continue to carry, even though the presence of people living there would make it usher to carry between the rechava and the mavui.